Oh man, it is Tuesday. We are here. We are live and in color. Man, I'm telling you, I've been waiting for Tuesday because you know I'm about to come with the facts and the shade. The facts and the shade. The facts and the shade. Yeah. We getting all that. We getting all that this week because all you teams out here that won, hey, congratulations. But all you teams that lost, you know we coming for you. But most of all, we coming for the refs. Because this officiating that I've seen that's around the NFL is ridiculous. Okay. Now, first of all, let me give a shout out to the sponsors. That's TU Productions, Team Conceited, Winds Electrical and Plumbing, and also DNA Window Tinting. Always give a shout out to them. But again, like I said, we about to get into all this shade because it's a lot of shade I'm about to throw on this Tuesday. And speaking of shade, let me bring my man on in here, TJ. We're bringing TJ in here because it's Shea Tuesday this Tuesday. Welcome, sir. How are you? Hey, wait. Isn't this the winner's circle? Winner?
Oh, yeah.
Winner's circle?
Winner's circle?
Oh, yeah. All right. I just wanted to make sure.
Of course.
Only thing I'm going to say is that who you want to start with?
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna save the best for last. I'm gonna save the best for last here. And for those who are wondering, okay, this isn't your typical red cup at the party. This is the red mug for my voice that I had lost over the last 48 hours between Sunday and Saturday. Okay, so 72, forgive me. Today's Tuesday. Okay. So this is to help me out with my voice. I'm still going to make sure I give it 1,000%. So my first game I would like to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Jacksonville Jaguars get the job done against Houston. How about that?
I'm upset.
What a matchup.
Good game, but I'm upset. I was rooting for CJ to come through with
me
that
too.
One. But, hey,
me too.
That defense held out at the end. I mean, and they're talking about that's the great matchup to come for years and years. Everybody thought it was Mahomes and Lamar. Nah, it's gonna be my man Lawrence and CJ. They're gonna have a battle over there. They're gonna have a battle. That game went back. I was shocked that it went like that. The game was great. One of two great games that was on Sunday that the NFL could have put on TV, but yeah. We'll lead the NFL.
Don't you go there.
Why not? I always go after the NFL.
Oh, this is early. This is early, man. Oh, man. Okay. For those that don't know what these mean, when I put these lovely shades on, it means it's time for someone to have a funeral. And I think we need to have a funeral for those who are in charge of the broadcasting of the NFL games on Sunday. Because apparently, what they decided was, we're going to have y'all sit there and torture yourselves by watching the Giants and the Patriots play in the 1 o'clock game when you could have easily watched Houston and Jacksonville at the same time going at it. Okay, I don't care how you do it. I know it's CBS and I know one's Fox and one's CBS, but that's not the point. Okay, and but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to savor my voice here. And I can tell already someone is just savoring for the moment to acknowledge about how we got lucky. But like I said, we were going to save the best game of the week for last. So we're going to save the suspense. All right. But we all know there's no need for luck when you're 10-1. You know what I'm saying?
You can't knock it. You're the best team in football. Can't knock it. No matter how you got it done, you got it done. Best team in football.
Thank you.
You got it done. But
thank you.
Like I said, with Jacksonville, they actually surprised me and put up a hell of a fight against Houston. Because Houston had all the momentum. Every bit of momentum you can have, Houston had back and forth. Now, the one thing I can say is that Jacksonville was up and they stayed up. That's the best thing. They was up and they stayed up. But they were saying CJ had what? 3 or 4 winning comeback games? He done won? I was rooting for him. I was rooting for him, but it's all good.
Absolutely. I mean, that might be down the line for the division, pretty much. That was a big time game. Because if Jacksonville lost that game on Sunday, Houston sweeps them. And if we're having a conversation down the line about records, Houston got them because they swept them. So it was very important for Jacksonville to get that W. It was very important for them to get the job done, and they got it done. And granted, you know, they needed some calls to go their way. Cause for that to happen, but that's neither here nor there. There are some blatant,
false starts.
So we got some false starts that happened towards the end. We had a roughing the passer call that wasn't called. We had an interference, a blatant interference call that the ref swallowed the whistle on that one. They had a lot that wasn't going in Houston's favor, but as the old saying goes, and we stay by it no matter what type of game it was or what game it is, if you put yourself in a position where the refs don't get involved, you don't have to worry about the refs getting involved. So,
if you turn the firm off of them,
that's just the way it goes. You beat them down to the point the refs that don't get involved, you're good. But if you give them a chance for the refs to make a swing, oh, they're going to swing. And it's going to
hurt. Yeah. And they've been swinging. They definitely been swinging.
Man.
Refs, oh, my God. Just even around the league, I'm like, that's false start. That's false start. That's false start. That's false start. And these refs are not calling. I'm like, the most blatant of stuff. Oh, go Chiefs, huh? Already. And I see my man right here. He 49ers. They're coming for y'all next.
So. Oh, yeah. Like I said, we're gonna say the best for last. I don't feel the need to let's not do that to ourselves, shall we? Let's not do that.
Like I said, I was disappointed, and CJ even looked disappointed on the sideline too. Like,
yeah,
man, it was nothing he could do. He tried. He tried.
They had a chance to win it.
They did
with the field goal, but
couldn't get down the field.
Yeah, just couldn't do it.
But that's still not going to stop him from being rookie of the year. He's going to be rookie of the year. What?
No, there's no one touching that. There's no one touching that.
He's going to be rookie of the year. That's hands down his. So yeah. I was like, are you serious? Come on, man. I was like, come on, Houston. Come on, Houston. Jacksonville wins it.
All right.
They walked into Houston, and Houston was on fire for that.
Sure and walked was. Out winning. Man, let me tell you something. That Houston crowd, y'all showed up, man.
The stadium was electric. When they went in there and aired some of that game, the place was so loud. They said the offense couldn't even hear the plays.
Yeah. Just insane. Y'all showing up, man, and just goes to show you what happens when you have the quarterback and you're winning and you have the coach that's dialing it up on defense and they're all rookies. None of this is supposed to happen. None of this.
No.
Okay. So the fact that they are doing what they're doing is just incredible. Incredible.
And they're just on the outside of the playoffs. Right? They're just on the outside.
Yeah.
You know, they're just on the outside. You know, Pittsburgh, y'all better watch out because them boys might take y'all. I see. He said, go Niners. Hey, that's right. Rep your team, man. This is the place to rep your team. So, like I said, it's going to be a game next week.
Yes, and wait a minute. Is.
Y'all got to go to Santa Clara, don't y'all?
Nope. It's at home.
Oh, it's home game?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I thought you had to go to Santa Clara. I'm like, hey. Listen. That's the game of the week. That's the game of the week. I can't wait for it. Game of the week. Because that's like I said, every Tuesday, either we're gonna be happy on this show, we're gonna be mad because we lost because of something, and or we just gonna be like, hey, you know something? Show's canceled this week. Nah.
Hey.
But
I want to address something here, and we're gonna get into it. your lovely Baltimore Ravens on Sunday night. I gotta admit, man, I was prepared for a shellacking or close to it. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's the bright lights in SoFi, which, by the way, is on my bucket list. So let's not forget, I'm still going to make my way there. Mark my words. I don't know what it was, but it definitely was. I mean, defense played great. Lamar was awesome. Zay Flowers was spectacular. 2 touchdowns on the night. But it just seemed like there was some issues with play calling during the game. Some, you know, it was like some calls that were being that just, I don't know. I don't know what to call what happened with y'all in the Chargers. I thought y'all would have blown them out. Can you help break down what happened for me, please?
I totally agree. I thought we should have blown them out. But I'm not sure where it was, the play calling, getting the plays in, the players. I don't know.
Okay.
Only thing is, I thought we should have put up a better offensive performance than what we did.
Absolutely.
But at least the one thing I can give us props for is that at the end, they didn't give it away. Now,
yeah.
Let me go to the, because even Lamar addressed that, and he was like, we got to do better. We got to do better. That we got to help our defense out. We have to do better. Now, if you turn that around to the defense side of the ball, they just said, okay, no problem. We got it. And anytime you get hard, you're getting hit so hard, they're knocking you out your shoes, that's getting hit.
Getting the fur
tore off of you, okay? Baltimore wasn't playing going in there. They was like, okay, we're going to show you who we are. We're going to show you how we're going to handle you. And they handled them. You can't say nothing against defense. What, four turnovers. If the Chargers would have won that game, that would have been embarrassing for the whole team. But they went out there and wore them out. The defense did. The offense is like, okay, we got to get something going. Again, I don't know if it was the play calling. Well, I am going to blame Harbaugh for a couple of things.
Sure.
Instead of going fast on those two plays, there were first downs, and you going fast. Okay, look at this. Challenge it. It was a first down. Now you wasted the play. That was one of the plays we got stopped. And right. It was actually a first down. Well, we could have had a first down and kept the momentum going. So it was something in there with play calling. But end result, we did win. Not in the fashion that I would like to, because I'm sitting here like, what are y'all doing? What is going on? We looking at the replays and like, that's first down. What are you doing? Right. Tell them to take a look at it. It's a first down. Have them take a look at it. Challenge it. No, he wouldn't do that. So Mike McDaniel, defensive coordinator, I give him all the props because he called a masterful game against Kellen Moore. Kellen couldn't do nothing against that defense. Nothing. And every time they went down, it was on and popping. Yeah, that's stressed out. Yeah.
Hey, okay, let's talk about that one. Because let me tell you, that first half, I was sitting there going, so the Raiders just have 14 points? Like the Chiefs have spotted them 14 points? For real? Really? Okay. Really? Really? We're going to get to
I would wait for you to see the comment.
we're getting to get to y'all, okay?
We're going to get to them.
y'all gave up 14 to the Raiders. I'm watching.
Let's say this again. The Raiders.
The Raiders, which, by the way, they've been fighting hard since they made the coaching change, which you better if you got Antonio Pierce chewing your head off. I don't know what else you do. You better not be
You hear this? The game was rigged. Yeah.
Really? Really?
Christy, welcome.
Okay. All right. That's a first. I never thought I would hear a fan that that their team won the game would sit there and say that the game was rigged. That's a first. I appreciate your honesty. Thank you. All right. But you go back to Kansas City, man. I said this last week, and I'll say it again. This isn't 2019, 2018 anymore, ladies and gentlemen. The days of, oh, we're fine because we're down 14, 21 points because we're just one big play away to tying it up and winning the game. Those days are over. You don't have Tyreek Hill to do that anymore. I'm sorry. Now, granted, you do have the saving grace that that Rashee Rice showed up. I mean, had a breakout of a game. It was spectacular. 102 yards, a touchdown. It was great. It was awesome. But at the end of the day, it's one of those things where, yet again, y'all took a minute for y'all to get yourselves together. And let me also say that two things can be right at the same time here. We can say that, hey, they're sluggish to start, but boy, oh boy, all they need is to start. And when they start, they're great. But
was Taylor Swift in the game? I'm just saying.
No. No.
Do it again. Okay. All right.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. Y'all need to start in order, because the days of y'all having to come from behind and win these games is not the same anymore. It's not. Yeah. And I don't mean to toot the own horn when I say this, but y'all not Philly. Y'all don't get to, oh, we're down 10 points at halftime. We're going to be fine. No, y'all don't have that capability anymore. Y'all just don't, okay? Especially when y'all receivers are dropping the ball, can't catch, can't run the routes properly, you know, all these other stuff that's going on. You can't do that. You can't allow that. So I'm glad that y'all got the win. Just understand that we are not, as the media, as the fans in general, are not going to take you guys seriously until y'all put somewhat, because this is the thing about Kansas City, all you have to do is put up 80% of a full game to let us know that y'all are still the Kansas City Chiefs. We haven't seen that yet. So until we see 80% of a full Kansas City Chiefs football game to where y'all dominate from start to finish, like y'all always do, it's going to be a snooze fest, unfortunately.
Like I said, everything's running through Baltimore.
Absolutely.
Everything's running through Baltimore.
And we
regardless of the last four games, or how hard they're going to be, everything's running through Baltimore. It's not going through Arrowhead this year.
Yes. We got a thing or two to do with that. So Thank you. It was not an easy feat, but you know, it's the pressure of having to put the script out there for the world to see. It's all right. It happens.
Oh, exactly. You see it now? Oh, okay.
I mean, I called it out. I called it out this year. I feel like if I didn't, it was going to be the same thing it was for the last 5 years. And now that I called it out and put it on display, now all of a sudden the Chiefs look like the, you know, oh, really? 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 Okay. See, please. That sounds like we need to have another funeral, because our lovely Chiefs fans don't know what to do with them. Don't know what to do with themselves in the case of adversity. Or, in this case, still salty that we beat them last Monday night. Oh, y'all must have had that ripped free in y'all heads. But it's cool to say that the Eagles aren't going to make it. Come on, Kelsey. You got to do better than that, man. Come on. I like you. I like you now. Don't mess this up. Don't mess this up because of your fandom. Don't let your fandom get in the way because you're still salty from 2 Mondays ago. Let it go.
Wait, no salt. No, that sounds like salt, pepper, cinnamon, salt, spice, pepper, sugar. It sounds like everything.
Let's shoot. We need some flour in there too. I mean, come on. It's okay. It's all right. Y'all won. It just wasn't convincing, and nobody's gonna talk about it. Because y'all almost had the Raiders at y'all heels. We can't have that happen. I'm sorry. So, I just felt the need to recognize that for what it is.
Hey, listen. Don't get me wrong. The Chiefs have been the premier of the league. No ifs,
absolutely.
No
absolutely.
They have. Absolutely. Five times it's went through Arrowhead. Five times.
Yeah.
Just imagine if all five of them went to the Super Bowl and won. Who are they going to say? Who are they going to say he is? Brady. Close to Brady. But, hey, they had their wins. They had their losses. So that's like I was telling them. Cincinnati has Kansas City number. is what it is. A couple people just have their number. Wait a minute. I put salt on your bird once we cooked you. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, Eagles with hot sauce on. Oh, man, the shade is coming, isn't it?
I wish.
That's dumb nonsense.
I wish, you know, we had that same conversation 2 Mondays ago, but we didn't. You want to know why? Because you want to know what happened? You want to know what happened? Philly won. You want to know how they won? Hey, look. Ain't one of those scenarios to where, oh, you know, the Eagles dominated y'all. Oh, that would have been worse. That would have been a headline. But no, it was a cliffhanger because how did it end? With a classic Chiefs wide receiver dropping a wide open pass, a walk-in touchdown.
And hey, Kelsey, what was he? Mr. Butterfingers? Mr. Number 11 Butterfinger? What was it?
MVS.
Got some butter in that hand.
Boy, him and Zach Wilson are going to be a dynamic duo in China next year. Mark my words, okay? Oh, man.
Listen. This is what I say. Listen, anytime the Rams put up 14-0 on the Chiefs, granted, the Chiefs did come back. But
absolutely,
this ain't the same old Raiders. Brand new coaches, and then they were like, look, you better play or something about to happen to you. And on that note, something did happen because Marcus Peters ain't there no more.
We could use them. Let's have them. We'll take them.
I'm just saying, Marcus Peters isn't there anymore. I don't know what happened, but you see, we all know Marcus got a bad attitude. We know. We already know that. Has a bad attitude. And he probably mouthed off with the head coach. The head coach, oh, yeah? Let me show you. You out of here.
But, I mean, I thought y'all liked that. That's what Raider Nation is all about. The grittiness, the toughness. We're the Raiders. Tough guys. You know, they're like the bullies in school. That, you know, even though they're wearing the leather jackets that their grandmother gave them 5 years ago, they're trying to show it off and act like it's new fashion. Yeah, it's the same Raiders. Y'all all have the same mentality. Y'all all have the same attitude. But because one has a little bit bigger than y'all's, y'all just get rid of them? Sure, that's fine. Philly will take them. That's cool. Why not? We'll take him. We'll take Shaq Leonard. And let's go. Let's go win the Super Bowl, baby. That's fine. Let's go.
Listen, someone's going to pick him up.
Come on.
But they had that talk about, hey, bring him back to Baltimore. I was like, no.
Oh, no. Not. Oh, no.
No.
Nope. Y'all good.
No, he would bring that secondary down. That secondary is doing fine without him. Because remember, you know, that's fine. You can say, okay, he studies tape real good. He's very good in what he does. He jumps a lot of passes, right? Most of them, they pick six. He's walking in the end zone. But also, he makes business decisions. He don't tackle. You know what it reminds me of? Deion Sanders.
Oh, boy.
That's what it reminds me of.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's what it reminds me of. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Nah, this is the new Raiders. It's weaker. Hey, wait a minute. Wait. You might want to look at this comment. Wait.
Sure. It's clean. See, look, this is what we're not going to do right now. I refuse. See, now I gotta pull back the curtain a little bit. I'm gonna break the fourth wall. Please forgive me in advance, okay? Look, last week I spent all week making sure that to the best of my ability, everything in this house was clean. Was clean to a T. And you're right. It is bigger than me. That's how much tea I got, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I have you know, this is fresh out the dishwasher, clean and ready to go. And the only way I was going to have this shown on camera in front of the audience is to show y'all that I am not 100% with my voice because I lost it. I'm not going to waste it on a dirty cup. I'm not going to waste it on a dirty mug. I refuse. No, thank you. I worked too hard for this. Absolutely not. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. My God.
And the tea is great. God. The tea is great, by the way. Thank you.
Please, funny.
Thank you. So, Oh, boy.
Oh, I guess you're getting evicted. Oh, Lord.
All the hard work. All the hard work. How dare you?
Hey, what's in that cup?
What's in the cup? Correction. It's a mug. Okay. That's number one. Number two. Okay. What's in the mug is fresh tea. Thank you. Mello's catching on. Mello's catching on to this show. I started to like Mello. Okay. Oh boy. I'm trying to get my voice back. And you know what? I'm tired of the slander. This is like the fifth comment already about my beloved Eagles. So now we're going to talk about it. All right.
Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go, boys and girls,
in case you missed it, all right, I have a lovely rendition that happens when the Eagles win. All right. And it just seems that I have a little bit too much green on. So we're just going to add a little bit more with my beloved jacket. Okay. Because, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the number one team in the NFL is yours truly. Your Philadelphia Eagles, baby. 10-1. All right. If we got to talk about it, let's talk about it. Yes, sure. We could have lost that game easily. I even said it myself. I thought for sure we were losing that game at halftime. That's how bad we were playing. But let me tell you something right now, okay? It's something about that second half. That's why we got four quarters. See, if we based the last 4 weeks off of just the first half, oh, man, we in a downward spiral. But see, it's not about how you start, but it's how you finish, baby. Jalen Hurts didn't play great in the first half. In fact, he played anemic. And mind you, that wasn't because of him. It was because of the fact that we were missing Lane Johnson, arguably one of, if not the best right tackle in the game today. Okay? He was out dealing with a groin issue. That was a late scratch. Okay? Next thing you know, Goddard is still dealing with his forearm injury. Hopefully we get him back for the 49ers game, but if not, that's fine too. But that's what we were missing. Jalen Hurts did not have that bad half. If you really watch the game and you pay attention to how it happened, we did not have that bad half because Jalen Hurts was missing people left and right. Okay? That was all play calling. That was strictly Brian Johnson trying to get comfortable with the game. We were in a rainstorm, so everybody's trying to get comfortable with the weather. And it was terrible. Then we come back from halftime. And I would like to shout you out, sir, because it was you on Saturday night's episode, lovely edition of this lovely show, where he mentioned that Josh Allen is one interception away. You know, Charlie Puth had a song back in the day. He said, "I'm just only one call away." Well, Josh Allen is one interception away from making sure that the Buffalo Bills lose. And it didn't matter how it was going to happen, but it was always suspenseful to see how. So he throws the interception, okay? Next thing you know, touchdown. It got so intriguing that Hurts threw three touchdown passes in like four attempts. It was insane. It was back-to-back too, all right? Back-to-back. Boom, boom, back and forth. Okay, we're going to go to the fourth quarter. Next thing you know, what happens? Hurts leads them down the field for that field goal. And even though Jason Kelce had back-to-back, I repeat, back-to-back false starts that could have easily had us lose this game, Jake freaking Elliott, the second best kicker in the NFL, kicked that ball through the rainstorm like it was nothing. It was like a hot knife going through butter. It was beautiful. Went through the uprights.
Anyone on YouTube just looking, I sent the link out if you want to come in here and comment anything about anything we're saying. Link's in there. I will see you when you pop in here. I'll bring you up on the stage. Just wanted to say that. But I did say on Saturday that Josh Allen, if he throws one interception, that game's going to be over. Game's going to be over. Now, don't get me wrong. He had the performance of a lifetime.
Absolutely.
Of a lifetime.
Absolutely.
He was almost damn near perfect in that game.
Yeah.
Almost perfect. I was like, oh, this game is going down to the wire. One mistake, because his receiver was wide open and the receiver went the wrong way.
Yep.
Well, that game would have been over. You can arguably say the Eagles should have been 9-2, but it didn't happen that way.
Nope.
Eagles end up winning the game. And what Jalen Hurts do? Beat him with his arm and his legs.
Oh, yeah.
And his legs.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to back this story up just a little bit because you know I'm going to talk about these refs, okay?
Let me guess, are you bringing up the horse collar?
No. Yeah, I'm going to bring that up. Okay, but I'm also bring up a lot of false starts that wasn't even called during the game. But that was around the whole NFL. They was jumping way before the ball. I'm like, where's the false start? Where's the false start?
Absolutely.
And they letting these plays go. These officiating getting down to the end of the season are horrible. It's horrible. And this is what I'm talking about sometimes this officiating is swaying these games.
Absolutely.
Calls you should call, you're not calling. Calls you don't call at all, you just ain't calling. Blatantly, you'll see it. Blatantly. And we had the debate about the horse collar.
Yeah.
He ripped the guy's jersey.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, put him head first into the ground. That should have been horse collar tackle.
Absolutely. But my retort was that you're absolutely right. Everybody knows it was horse collar. But all Josh Allen had to do was increase that awareness bar by 5%, 5 points even, if you got to go Madden on us. All you had to do was increase that awareness by 5 points and not throw that ball to no one. And all we're talking about is the horse collar tackle. But because you decided to throw the ball, it became intentional grounding. It changed everything. If you had just sat up there and just kept the ball, take the sack, the only thing we would have looked at on the replay is the fact that, oh, that's a blatant horse collar. How do you not call that? We would have paid attention to the horse collar. But Josh Allen just had to be Superman and sat up there and threw the ball to practically no one. That's not nobody's fault. That's Allen. Keep the ball.
I get it. But to still be fair about this, he ripped the guy's jersey.
I'm aware.
You telling me it should have been what it should have been probably more than anything was an offsetting penalty. If you're getting him for grounded, you got to get him for that horse collar. Okay, offsetting penalty.
Okay.
Call it a day.
Okay.
And appreciate you, sir. Appreciate you.
I'm not knocking that. And you definitely could have done that. But you offset. I think that would have had the clock running, if I'm not mistaken. The clock would have been running. Okay. At that point in the game, how else would you want the game to go? Because if you think about it, just put in the perspective of just how close Buffalo was to beating us, at that play that you're talking about, they were in our red zone. They were in our red zone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It should have been case closed without the refs. That's all I'm saying. It should have been a case closed without the refs. But because of miscommunication on the pass down the line, and with Josh Allen not just taking a sack, it costed them. Now you're stuck with a field goal instead of having a chance for six, okay?
If that would have been a touchdown, that game was over.
The game was over.
Because they marched out. Game was over.
The first touchdown wins the game. That's what it was. Yeah,
first touchdown. And that would have happened.
Yes.
It didn't. See, and I fought Buffalo for this for two. Here's the thing. Your best player is Diggs. Your best player is Diggs. Why aren't you putting it in his hand? Your best player is Diggs. Why aren't you putting it in his hand? That's your best player. Give him the shot. Why didn't they give him the shot? Even though you're the wide open receiver, put your best player. Hey, this is you. This is us. Run this in.
I can't even say that he was limited during this game because he caught himself a touchdown. He was open, okay? Darius Slay was having a lot of trouble with him one-on-one. I think as the game continued to go down, you would see that they were putting a lot of blanket coverage on Diggs, which made it challenging for Allen to see him. Again, I had this argument with Allen 2 weeks ago. Everybody was saying, oh, Allen this, Allen that. I'm like, Diggs is not even 6 foot, okay? If he is 6 foot, God bless you. I don't know what size heels you need to wear to make sure that you're 6 foot, but you're not 6 foot, okay? Allen is not going to find himself throwing in a double coverage with Diggs hoping and praying he comes down with the ball. It's just not happening. And so a lot of the – so especially down the stretch, all the Eagles sat up there and said was, hey, look, we're going to have Slay do his best. We're going to have Bradberry. We're going to alternate the two because that's how bad Slay was. We're going to alternate the two. Bradberry can take on Diggs, but with him having on Diggs, we're going to have a safety that's going to be right there. We're going to have a linebacker take care of that middle. We're going to have somebody there to help him out. And so as the game continued, you would literally see Diggs get to a spot. Like I've always said, Diggs get to a spot, and there's a linebacker there. There's a safety there. So what does that tell Josh Allen to do? Okay, who else is there? Oh, let's see what Gabe Davis is doing. Oh, he has a one-on-one matchup. I'll take one-on-one than one versus two any day of the week. So it's one of those things where it's like, yes, I get it 1,000%. You want your best players to have the ball in the hands. But if the play calling is putting you in a position where you literally can't get it, you can't get it. What's that Washington Post commercial? If you don't get it, you don't get it. Okay.
Oh my God.
It's that simple. And so it sucks. It sucks, especially for those that have him on your fantasy team. I definitely understand. But that's what it boils down to. So much, some of this is just strictly play calling. Hey, look, we're going to have blanket coverage here. We're going to have a linebacker here. We're going to shut out the middle because I know Diggs lets his middle routes. Okay. We're going to take that part out. We're going to take that element out. Beat us another way. Okay. They could have very well did what was working for them. Majority of the first half, run the football, which ironically, oh my goodness, I think hell froze over.
I was shocked that they were doing that.
Hell froze over
because Buffalo is a pass-heavy team, very pass-heavy team.
Yes.
And I was shocked they was running the ball.
Yes.
But see, someone came in and said, hey, you need to balance this out because they always going to know we're going to pass, balance it out. And they actually opened up Josh Allen to do a lot better than what he was doing. Because
thank you.
Who they compare him to in that game, and it was kind of scary, Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bring Allen down. That's a big boy. You can't bring him down.
No.
And he was running through people.
And you know, that's the shaky thing with Buffalo. It's like, what more could you ask Allen to do? And then all you had to do, if you wanted to really take us out, was the same way you did in the first half. Just do it again. Just do it some more. Like, literally, sit up there and run the football. How hard is that? You averaged, over the course of the game, you averaged 4.5+ yards per carry. What does that mean for those that don't know what I'm talking about? Every two times they run the football, it's the first down.
Yep.
Literally. That's how much they dominated the line of scrimmage against us, which is sad to say, but that's what the reality was. They dominated the line of scrimmage. But yet, you went away from that in overtime out of all times? Overtime? You could have let the clock go down. It could have been just y'all having the possession the entire time. How many times have we seen the Eagles have a 13, 15-play drive that lasts all of the second quarter? All of the third quarter and bleeds into the fourth. You could have easily had a drive that took so much time off the clock that all y'all had to do was score. And you didn't have to worry about Philly. Because what was Philly going to do with what? One minute and 30 seconds left? I mean, we can get down the field. I mean, we showed that in the fourth quarter. But hey, that Lightning ain't going to strike twice. That's all I know. Lightning is not going to strike twice.
Oh, no.
That's, you had one job. Do what was working. And you decided not to because you wanted Josh Allen to show how great he was, which was fine. But just know that we are a bend but don't break defense. That all we need is one opportunity. And that was the opportunity. Gabe Davis ran the wrong route, or there was a miscommunication between him and Allen. Calls for the incompletion. Oh, all right, cool. Okay, yeah, take your field goal. That's fine. Let's go. We're going to take this ball down the field. Totally fine.
And like I said, that missed opportunity I was like, oh, the game's over. I said, Philly's probably going to march down the field. I said, game over. Game's over. Philly's probably going to march down the field. And they did. March down the field.
Sure enough.
And when Jalen ran it, I said, game over. Game over.
Ooh, okay.
Survive. Y'all survived that game.
Yes, we did.
And I'm going to say, y'all survived that game.
We so did. And for those of y'all that are trying to figure out what point did I lose my voice, it was that run. Because I don't think y'all understand how much of a cliffhanger that game was. You're in a rainstorm, okay? Throwing the ball is not working for us, apparently, unless we throw to Devontae Smith. God bless us for him, okay? Literally, the passing game wasn't effective. I mean, I think Jalen Hurts in the first half had like 50 passing yards. Like, it was bad, okay? We couldn't pass the ball. But the one thing we made sure to harp our hat on as the game went towards the close was he ran that football. Swift started getting the ball. Hurts started getting some design runs in, okay? Then we started getting the short passing game, the intermediate stuff. Devontae. We had Jack Stoll get us close to the goal line in the fourth quarter, okay? It was beautiful, all right? And, oh, by the way, y'all could say whatever you want, but Mr. Jalen Hurts, if he's not in your MVP conversation after this game, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. Because only great quarterbacks get to do that. Only great quarterbacks can do that. Hey, you ready for this? Can Kenny Pickett do that? Can Kenny Pickett do that?
Oh, I'm glad you're going there because we was going next. Leticia, you still in here? Because we're coming for the Steelers. Oh, wait. I forgot to tell you about this one. Mr. Bennett posted this again today. I always call this guy
delusional. He's still doing this.
Yes. This is what he said. Listen, Leticia, because this is your Steelers fans, because I'm coming for y'all on this one. He said that the Pittsburgh Steelers have the best record in the AFC.
What?
You know I'll be screenshotting this stuff, right? You know I'm joking, right?
Okay.
This is what he said. So I'm like, you do?
Really?
Just win.
Okay. Okay. See. Excuse me? Who wins?
Hey, said Jay not going to be MVP, man.
Who?
Listen, wait a minute. You hear this? We the best.
Yeah, okay. Y'all the best at missing the playoffs, because that's exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah, y'all going to be championships of the couch.
Yes, Steelers. Absolutely.
But since we on here, let's jump on their game, because I watched that game.
Yeah, I definitely watched
that game. And I was looking back and forth, and here's my thing. You had what? Browning. That was the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Now, the Steelers always saying that their defense is the la creme. You always say it. Oh, TJ Watt this. Oh, we doing this. Oh, we doing that. Okay. But you only scored 16 points on offense, right? And you only held them to 10 points. If your defense was as great as they say they was, y'all would have tore them up first. But you see, you ain't going to do that with Kenny Pickett. At all. Kenny Pickett ain't the answer. Trubisky's not the answer. I've always said it. Y'all are just skating by with this schedule that y'all have. Skating by. And y'all happen to be playing some teams that's just going through a lot of problems right now. I don't make excuses for professional athletes. Y'all won the game. Y'all won the game. I give y'all props. I give them props all the time. But the best, you're not. You're not the best. Yes. You all won. I give you all that. But guess what? That show is coming to an end real soon because y'all about to run up against some other teams. And y'all playing a team with a losing record, I believe, coming up. You better watch out for that one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly,
let us roll on.
I'm glad because the thing about the Steelers is not all W's are the same, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you won 16-10, but you do understand that y'all won against a backup quarterback, and it took y'all all the way down to the fourth quarter for that to happen. It took y'all to the fourth quarter for y'all to beat a backup quarterback in the Bengals, okay? That's number one. Number two is y'all are probably, again, this is their Super Bowl week, okay? This is why I'm letting them have their fun. I'm letting them have their fun. They're having their Super Bowl week, okay, because they got rid of Matt Canada. The confetti, I'm pretty sure there's still confetti going on in Pittsburgh right now as we speak, okay?
Probably Matt raining Canada's over the stadium.
Matt Canada's gone, okay? This is the first week where we sat up there and said, okay, here we go. Boom. We sat up there and we watched them outgain the team for the first time all year long. And they're going to hang their hat on that. But can I let you in on something? How do you amass all them yards and only come up with 16 points? How? So let me get this straight. You had 100 yards less than the Bills and only came up with 16 points. The Bills had 505 total yards and had 34. Something is wrong with that issue. Something's wrong there. And you know what? If you want to hang your hat on the fact that y'all won the game against the backup quarterback, congratulations. God bless you. Okay? If that's what y'all want to hang your hat on, that's fine. I just want y'all to know that this right here, is not sustainable. Your quarterback's not sustainable.
He will not be.
It's not. And it's going to show. And you know what? Let's play devil's advocate. Let's say they do end up swindling into the playoffs. It's going to be one and done. Because who in the world?
Waving the terrible tie. Go ahead. You finish, no, please.
It's fine. You're waving the terrible. Okay. For the rest of the audience that actually has some sense, that's fine. I'm going to educate y'all. This is cool. She's waving the white towel. I said terrible towel. My bad. Excuse me. White towel for the sake of surrender. Okay? Exactly. How, Sway? How?
Exactly. Right.
Exactly. Okay? They're waving the terrible towel because they're waving a flag of surrender. Okay? Because they know when it's all said and done that they're not going to go far. They're just waving the white flag in advance. So, continue that. That's great. That's awesome. I just want to make sure to let y'all know that's exactly what they're doing. This ain't a sign of pride. This ain't a sign that the Steelers are back. This ain't a sign of the, here we go, Steelers! Nah, that ain't what that is. That's a sign of surrender. It's just in a form of a different color. Okay? So, I just want to let y'all know so that when y'all not caught off guard, y'all not surprised, that's what's going on. You can't believe in Pittsburgh, even if you wanted to. I'm sorry. You just can't.
And we got something for them week 18. We got something for them anyway.
Oh, hey, man.
And y'all coming to the bank, we're going to rob y'all now and then. I'm just letting you know.
Man, it won't be pretty.
Oh, sitting on this and watch y'all work. Yeah, we're going to watch y'all work. We're getting the dust beat off of y'all. That's what's going to happen. But again, Pittsburgh, I give you props every time you win. Every time you win, I give you props. You know, but it ain't going to last. It's not going to last.
No.
Your next four games ain't going to last.
Okay.
But I think I'll get off of them now. Oh, you see, here, y'all going to fry us again? It wasn't a fry the first time. We beat ourselves.
See?
Yeah, I like hot sauce on my wings.
Anyways, you know what? Look.
Listen.
Can we not do this?
Seriously. Listen, bring it on any day of the week. I already took that bet for week 18, so I don't back out of any of my bets.
Really?
I did. I took that bet. I said, And for people that's listening, the Steelers beat the Ravens in that last game, I will wear a brown bag that whole episode. Whole episode, I'm going to wear that brown bag. I will honor my bet. But we're not going to lose, so I'm not going to worry about it. If you watch what happened Sunday night, the way they was hitting people out their shoes, wait till the Steelers game.
Yeah.
Wait till the Steelers game, because that's what's going to happen. Y'all mouths are going to be wide open.
Hey, you know what? I got a confession to make.
Come on.
Got a confession to make. I was wrong about the Rams. I'm going to be honest. I was wrong. I thought they were dead in the water. I thought for sure that
you know, just make sure ventilation's in the bag.
I thought for sure that they were just going to find themselves to just not win these games. They may very well get into the playoffs. This is insane. And I grant it. I know it's Arizona. It's Arizona. I get it. But what Sean McVay is doing right now, I don't think gets a lot of credit, because literally you got a beat up quarterback. Cooper Kupp is not himself. Kyron Williams just got back at running back. You just messed around and made sure that he had 150 plus yards and three touchdowns by himself. Okay. See. You know what? If that's the case, then I have no problem being fake. Okay, that's totally fine. That's fine with me. If that's what the case is, I have no problem being fake. Thanks, I appreciate it. That was a beautiful try, though. That's a beautiful try. But I mean, what Sean McVay is doing right now, man, is really impeccable. And if they go on the run and end up finding themselves in the playoffs, how do you not have Sean McVay in the Coach of the Year conversation? How do you not? I thought they were dead. I thought they were done. I thought they were getting ready for next year. I thought for sure that's what it was going to be. And here they are. They're in the fight now. Like, they're actually in the fight with Green Bay out of all teams. Man, just they could have a chance to make the playoffs. And if they do, they may be a one and done, but they're going to scare some teams. I can tell you right now.
Well, let's find out what happens when we come back off of 23 days, because they got us next.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
I'm just saying. Let's wait till next week to talk about that. Because they got us next. Way the defense is playing, we'll find out. Because, again, Matthew Stafford, you don't know what Stafford you're going to get. The L.A. Stafford or Detroit Stafford. You just don't know what Stafford you're going to get. Matthew's too up and down.
Yeah.
And facing a rush. He can't handle that. It's like golf. You put pressure on golf, he can't handle it.
Yeah.
Stafford's the same way. So you put pressure, and they're going to put some pressure on Stafford. Put some pressure on him. So what is it? We leading the league in sacks, leading the league. Right now they're referring to us as the 2000 Raven. That's scary. That's scary for a lot of people. Absolutely. A lot of teams in the NFL, that's scary. Because them boys, when they hit you, they hit you. And they make sure you feel it.
Yeah.
And you, seriously. And you coming off the sideline, limping, hurting, busted nose, anything. You will know that the Ravens hit you. So, like I say, we'll wait till next week to talk about the Rams. But I got something to say. I was definitely wrong with Tampa. I was definitely wrong. I'm going to eat crow on that all day long. I'm looking at Tampa. They are like dead last. I mean dead last. Because I said, I thought Tampa may have had a chance. They're dead last.
I'm trying to warn you, man.
I'm going to eat that crow right now. And that, I'm walking right back out of that comment. I'm walking out of that one. I was dead wrong with him. But, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dead wrong. Dead wrong.
Let's stay in the division then. Because.
Huh?
I said, let's stay in the division then. Because. Okay, Mom, you thought I was going to get evicted today. You thought the last couple of segments, you thought I was going to get evicted for this mug.
I was just about
to. I'm going to tell you right now, these New Orleans Saints that I just saw on Sunday, man. Okay, first of all, let's do a checklist.
Wait. I got you.
Yes! Brilliant! Okay, Now that I got that out of my system, I'm going to have another funeral for our New Orleans Saints. We need to have a moment of silence, because if we take one more ounce of breath, Derek Carr just threw another pick six. Okay? And if we take another ounce of silence, the offense has just had another three and out. And if we just have another ounce of breath, ladies and gentlemen, they still can't stop anybody. How in the world? Okay, see, in a funeral, you got to be sympathetic and be quiet. So now the glasses are off. How in the world?
Oh, hell nah.
How in the world?
Uh-uh. We're not being quiet. Anytime we got Luda coming from the roof singing, we being quiet. We turned up on this one. Nah, go
okay,
ahead.
so how in the world do you find yourself, okay, letting the Arthur Smith-led Atlanta Falcons treat y'all like y'all are a bunch of little kids down the block that wanted to play catch with the big boys and all of a sudden didn't know how to run a route? What is going on? Derek Carr can't pass. Offensive line struggling. Alvin Kamara shows up barely in the offense. Chris Olave who? Michael Thomas is already hurt again. Okay? I'm just saying. Carr, let me tell you something. Dennis Allen, if he's not gone, I promise you, you're talking about some teams that's in trouble. They keep their head coach. I'm telling you right now, the Saints are in a heap of trouble. A heap of trouble. If y'all don't get rid of Dennis Allen, it is bad. It is bad. Y'all should not be 5-6 right now. It shouldn't be. At all. And, Mom, you brought up a great point. Y'all off a bye. Well, both teams were off a bye, so that makes it even worse. But y'all
that
off
makes
a
this
bye.
Comment even better. The Saints just got off a bye. We couldn't afford a win.
couldn't afford it. I mean, I come on. It's really, really bad. Because, literally, if you put a lot of different coaches in this situation where you have Alvin Kamara, you have Chris Olave, you have Michael Thomas, you have this offensive line, you have this defense, you're winning games. You should win this division. I predicted that y'all were going to win the division. And now y'all don't know how to win against Atlanta? A team that doesn't know who they are at quarterback? A team that doesn't know how to get Kyle Pitts the football? A team that doesn't know? The team that doesn't really know how to have a great offensive play call without an interception or a fumble. That team. Oh, that's abysmal. That's bad.
Oh, yeah. Very bad. Very bad.
Oh,
like
my
I said,
God.
Like I said, it all started with Luda coming from the ceiling, singing. And that's where it started. It started there. Luda coming from the ceiling, singing, and it just went downhill from down here from there. And wait a minute. That pick six was 97 yards, I believe it was. I think it was
92.
97. 92. Oh, yeah. I knew it was in the 90s.
Yep. I mean, geez Louise, man. I
Well, I tell you just like this. Saints, look forward to seeing you next year. Look forward to seeing you next year. yeah, you'll be sitting on the couch over there with someone. I just don't know who yet. But yeah. Everybody has to be sitting over there on the couch. So this is what I'm about to cruise past. The Giants and the Pats. That's the only thing we need to know. We're cruising right past it. Because, again, that's two bad teams. Just is what it is. What else are we about to cruise past? Oh, wait. I gotta give Denver some props now.
Oh, boy.
Gotta give Denver some props now. It seems like they're getting a little bit together up there. They got Sean Payton and Russell. Maybe they done went and sat down. They done had some dinner. You know, they said, hey, look, we need to get this together. And they beat up on the Browns, which I kind of needed. I wanted the Browns to lose anyway. I wanted the Steelers to lose, but they didn't. Cincy, you let me down. But, again, yeah, it looks like They got a little bit going on. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not, don't slack. Because remember, Brown's defense is kind of awesome. They are kind of awesome. But I think Myles Garrett is hurt now because they say his arm was in a sling. But I'm giving Denver a little bit of shine. You know, they went from getting their ass whipped by Miami to now winning games. Maybe that's what they needed. They need someone to come in there and slap them around and change things around.
Oh, my God. Don't sit up there and cape for them. Let me tell you something, man. I love me some Sean Payton. Sean Payton, I'll give them this. Sean Payton, what he has done is coach of the year conversation. I like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But to bring on a lot of noise about Denver, the same offense that like is barely functional. It's getting close to Pittsburgh's offense right now. It's just not talked about in the same limelight because of the fact that Russ has that one play, the defense is playing great, and the running backs are playing spectacular. Awesome.
Well, wait a minute, though. That's what we do here. We give them their shine, right? Same thing we did with Kansas City, right? We got to give them their shine. We got to give them a little bit of press. We got to give them a little bit of press.
I refuse. I'm going to give them a little bit of shine.
I can't. Because I got to go through there. So I got to give them a little bit of shine.
Oh, see, I wish you had led with that. If you had led with that, I would have understood why you did that. And I would have had a different approach. See, look. For those that don't know me, I'm a very perspective guy. So when you give me the perspective, it makes things a lot more clearer for me. See, now that you gave me the perspective, I can take the shades off. Thank you. See, now I can see clearly. I can see clearly now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got to deal with some of their fans up there, but don't worry. Okay. I'm going to be on them like I always am when I go through Denver.
Okay, so I'm glad. I wish you would have brought that up first. I really did. No,
you saved the best to the end. Saved the best to the end. I give him a little bit of shine. A little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure all my Denver people are going to get me, but it is what it is. It's just like my Cincy fans get me, my Steelers fans get me. Yeah, everybody gets me. I ain't worried about it.
Oh, man.
What feathers? Hey, man. Y'all just worry about that yellow towel, that yellow stained towel y'all got going around up there.
Hey, they're rendering. They're surrendering right now. Don't even worry about it. They're surrendering. It's cool. It's just in a different color. That's all it is. That's all it is.
So,
and can we get past what happened last night, please? Please, please.
I wasn't even going to talk about that one yet.
Oh, okay, good. Because if we
blame... But I was going to talk about Tennessee and the Panthers because I was skating right past that. Too bad teams, we're skating right past it. Yeah. Right? And Monday Night Football, did anyone watch Monday Night Football? Because I can't get that 60 minutes of my life back.
Hey, you know what? That was the most Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football game I've ever seen in my life. you know what? I'll give them credit for that. That's the most Thursday night football game I've seen on a Monday in my life. So thank you for getting my days mixed up. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you. So kind.
Listen, I pull for Joshua Dobbs. Pulling for him. Think the guy's great, but you can't win a game throwing four picks. Throwing four. Not one. Man. Not two. Not three. Or four. Four. Four picks.
Hey, look, if you just wait a second longer, Josh Dobbs just threw another pick.
If you blinked,
he just threw another pick. He just did it again. And again. And again. Oh, my God. What did I miss? That was abysmal.
All I did was just turn my back. It's another interception.
My God. Man, you just... And now they're talking about benching them and like it's come on, man. It just seriously, I don't know. Minnesota better be grateful that they're in the NFC because they still have a pulse, believe it or not, despite this loss. But the fact that y'all lost to a team that didn't score a touchdown, what the?
Absolutely.
Anyways.
But Justin Fields was playing for his life. He's playing for his job. That's what he's playing for.
Hey,
he's playing for his job. Because Chicago be like, you know something?
It's gonna happen. Oh, yeah. It shouldn't even be a conversation, honestly. Let's just get it out the way now. Justin Fields is gonna find himself in Atlanta. He starts in Atlanta. Have Justin Fields, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Drake London, that okay offensive line, solid offensive line, and that defense. Why is that rocket science? Why do we need to have a conversation about it?
I'm going to double up on you. I'm going to say you're going to go to the Saints. Because they need to fire Derek Carr. It's going to go to the Saints. Watch.
So are you trying to tell me that there's going to be a divisional jockeying for Justin Fields in the offseason?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Absolutely there is.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Listen, all you need is the right person to bring that out of you. The right coaching staff. It's like, okay, we're going to play to your strengths.
You think New Orleans is going to do that?
No.
You think Arthur Smith's going to do that?
Nah.
All right.
I just said Atlanta
for the simple fact that I'm presuming that they get rid of Arthur Smith. I'm presuming that they get rid of him. You get rid of him, you bring in somebody else, bring in an offensive guy, okay? Let that run the show. You keep Arthur Smith, keep Justin Fields as far away from that man as much as you possibly can. just go the other direction. Just go away. Just go away. Don't even think about it.
I'll give you one better.
Okay.
I'll give you one better. Remember, Trey Lance went to the Cowboys, but we ain't heard nothing about Trey Lance since he went down there, right?
Sure.
Nothing, right? Let's say that Fields goes to the AFC someplace. Remember, there's a big controversy up in New England because it don't seem like Mac Jones or Zappy is the answer up there.
Don't you send him to the abyss. Don't you send him to the event. Don't you send him to the
I don't think Belichick's going to be there much longer either.
And what saving grace is Justin Fields going to have with no Belichick? Who? What? How do you think that's going to go down? His career is going to go so fast down the toilet, you would have thought that you took a dump, okay? That's how fast it's going to go down. You really want him to go through that on national TV?
I'm just saying. You talk about quarterback needy teams because he definitely not happy with Mac and he's not happy with Zappy.
Man, he's not happy with Zappy. That's a good one. That's a t-shirt. That's a t-shirt. He's not happy with Zappy. Oh, boy.
So here's the thing. I'd see him going probably to the AFC. AFC.
Oh, man. Okay. I mean,
but you know, so we can see it again.
Oh yeah,
I'm just throwing all kinds of shade tonight.
See you later. Sayonara.
Hey, you're up for adoption, bro. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well then.
Well, since on that note.
Sure.
Anyone that's listening, because every week I've been giving away a mug.
Giving away this mug. Because somebody's about to get a brown bag right now.
It's Brown Bag Award winner. All you have to do in the comments is type hashtag brown bag in the N-U-N. It will enter you in the contest.
Wow.
At the end, I'll do the drawing and you'll see who won. And then you just send me a message. I'll make sure you get your mug. It's completely free. Completely free. I can get your Brown Bag Award winner mug. Anybody wants it, just type in the comments, hashtag brown bag. We had four winners, and I appreciate all the love they're doing. The shade, tree shade. Yeah, I got plenty of shade today. Jeez. All right. Since we down to it, brown bag, baby. I'm on a roll today. Okay, I'm on a roll.
Oh my
I'm
god,
on a
roll today.
I'm on a roll.
I mean, I am too, but now I'm on adoption. I'm on the adoption table too. So it looks like I my mouth is getting me into a lot of trouble. So let's go. Let's do this thing, baby.
Who's your first one?
Okay, my first one goes to no other than the Carolina Panthers. The one team we didn't talk about. You want to know why? Because I don't know how you expect for a head coach to go over there when literally you can't keep a head coach for a full season. You fired not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six head coaches since David Tepper has been an owner of the franchise. 2018. That is six. That is the same amount of head coaches. I'm sorry. I may get this wrong. That may be the same amount of head coaches that the Pittsburgh Steelers had in all of their existence. You had that since 2018. That's 5 years. That's insane. No one's going to want to coach there. No one's going to want to coach there. No one. Shoot, would you want to coach there if you know you're not going to finish the season? I wouldn't.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. I wouldn't want to go there. No, I'm going to get fired. For the end of the season, I'm going to get fired. Anyway, at least let me make it through a season. I'm going to get fired.
Yeah, no. But I mean, that's like I've never seen a team make themselves unattractable through a coaching change ever. Usually it's the team is bad, so you need to it's certain expectations that you need to reach that you didn't reach. So we gotta let you know. We gotta let you go. But either way, you still have that attraction. There's something about that defense, or there's something about that quarterback that is gonna bring people that want to be a part of your franchise. I've never seen a team that instantly became unattractable because if you were to get hired, you may not finish the season. Oh my goodness. Oh, it don't get cleaner than that. That's a brown bag. Oh my goodness. Absolutely.
I'm over here debating on who to give brown bag to, but I'll start off with this one. Sure. Monday Night Football, both teams get a brown bag. I can't get my 60 minutes back, okay? After watching that, I cannot get my 60 minutes back. NFL Network, y'all executives, y'all get one too for allowing that to stay on TV. I can't get any of my sanity back from watching that game.
Oh, man.
We want exciting games, okay? We want good games. We want games that's going to have us on a seat, it just sitting on the edge. Like, we want to lose voices over our games. That, I wasn't losing anything but some sleep. So, Monday Night Football, all of you, y'all get a brown bag. Now, the best part about Monday Night Football is Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, because I love the commentary from them.
Man, so good.
So I so give good. Them awards for that, for having to even call that mess.
Hey, oh my God. Are you ready for this one?
Go ahead.
See, y'all really think that all the brown bags go towards teams and players. We don't discriminate around here, all right? Because this brown bag is going to go to Jason Garrett on the Sunday Night Football broadcast. Because Mike Tirico, boy oh boy is he underrated as a sportscaster. Underrated. Carried the broadcast of Ravens Chargers on his back all 4 hours by himself. Commentating on every little thing that was happening. Just to hear Jason Garrett on the other end. Well, this is just one thing that they got to make here.
You know, this is just, another adjustment. This is just another, you know, this is just what Baltimore does, right? 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 You know, this is the same old Chargers, right? 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 Right?
Just a complete masterclass on how you do not broadcast a football game to a national TV audience. This is an example of what you do not do. And granted, I get it. Chris Collinsworth needed a break because he did Thursday night, you know, working the Thursday night game with Seattle and San Fran. I get all that. But NBC gave us the biggest middle finger to all of us. That out of all the people we could have chosen to sit in that booth with Mike Tirico, we're going to put Jason Garrett, the most non-personable, no charismatic, non-personality having somebody to be up in that booth to call that game. I don't care how the game went. It could have been an easy blowout. All you would have heard is Mike Tirico go, "So, Jason Garrett, you gonna say anything here? It's getting quite quiet. It's getting quite quiet over here. You're not gonna say anything? No? You sure? All right." And it's another touchdown by Baltimore. Zay Flowers with another one. I mean, shout out to Mike Tirico for carrying that broadcast on his back, because Jason Garrett, the brown bag of them all, just had to make sure that he had his poop stain written all over it. Let this be the last time that he ever broadcasts a game on NBC. Let this be the last time. I want to make that profoundly clear. That is the last time I want to hear this man broadcast a game. Keep his tail at the table with McCourty and Maria Taylor and all those guys. If you had to call anybody, you could have called Mr. Sims. I love that guy. You could add him in the booth. But no. Jason Garrett, that guy. No, let that be the last time y'all do that, because I've lost my sanity because of it. Absolutely not. Brown back for Jason Garrett. Oh, we don't discriminate around here.
Hey, Jason.
Ridiculous.
You get a brown bag.
Ridiculous. Abysmal. Can't believe I had to listen to that game. I almost wanted to have it on mute. But Mike Tirico's so great, man. He carried it. I'm so proud of him, because I know it wasn't an easy job. I know it wasn't. He's not going to say it out loud, but I'm going to say it for him. Jason Garrett, brown bag. Brown bag. Jesus Christ.
All right. I got mine.
Okay.
He gets a brown bag. He definitely gets one. Throwing a 92-yard and a pick six interception down in Atlanta. You just let Atlanta just go all crazy down there. I told you I love the Atlanta coach, because his facial expressions are the most. They are the best. Love them. So I know when he saw that, he was like, yes, oh, they just handed this game. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Ludacris Tank coming from the ceiling, helping us out down here. We definitely needed that sudden love down here. Thank you, Derek Carr. Any more presents you want to give us today? And he gave them all kinds of presents. He even gave them the win. Derek Carr. Get a brown bag. Derek Carr. Brown bag.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, and just when you thought that my rant with the NFL was over, it's only just beginning. Because my last brown bag is going to go to whoever thought it was a good idea to televise New England Patriots against the New York Jets for the world to see, as if there wasn't any other games to watch. How dare you? How dare you do that to our psyche and have the game finished? Oh, by the way, I was this close to getting it right. I said the final score was going to end at 13. I was wrong. It ended up 10-7. It was even worse. They gave him the benefit of the doubt of a touchdown and some field goals. They couldn't even do that. Two of the worst teams in the NFL. You put that on my TV screen? I'm glad that we have options. And I was being forced to watch Cincinnati and Pittsburgh play, but I'd rather watch that than the mediocrity. Tom Brady talks about mediocrity in the NFL. The most mediocre game there was on the docket, that out of all the games we could have watched, we sat up there and watched that. Really? Seriously? You could have done PJ anything was else. In here.
And PJ, you still in here? Yeah, I had to cruise past that game. I'm sorry.
Anything else?
I know Johns is your team, but I had to cruise past that.
Anything else? Anything else? We could have done anything else. But no. You wanted us to watch that debacle. For what? What did we do? What did we get? Why are we getting this punishment? What did we do? Oh, I get it. I know what they're going to say. Oh, well, you know, we were just trying to get y'all ready because, you know, you're going to have the game of the year at 4 o'clock. So we got to get y'all ready to go. That's not a way to get us ready. That's not a way to get us ready. Do better, NFL. Jesus Christ, that was bad. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Now that is 60 minutes I won't get back.
Wait. I got something to show you. I told you all the tomfoolery I have to deal with in all these rooms, okay? All right, here you go. Because he gave me the brown bag. Now that Canada's gone, the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl. Look at super. Look at how that's spelled. I'm just saying, this is the tomfoolery I have to deal with in these rooms. Mr. Bennett, you get another brown bag this week. Just because you can't spell right. And if you think the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl, you are sadly, sadly, sadly mistaken. Okay? But on the top of that, brown bag goes to the refs. The refs. WTF with an exclamation point. God damn it. Y'all can't call a game to save y'all life, huh? Yeah. To save your life, you can't call a game straight, huh? You can't see a false start. You can't see anything. You can't even see that a man got horse collar. You can't see that it was pass interference. Oh, you can't see anything, huh? Oh, but I saw that holding call over there. Okay, what are y'all wearing? Blinders? Glasses? Y'all need them little walking sticks to call these games? Refs, y'all are horrible this year. Horrible this year. Horrible this year. Horrible. Like I said, refs, all of you. WTF, y'all get brown bags. I'm sorry. Did I go on a rant there? I apologize.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I apologize for going on a rant. Brown bags is supposed to be a fun end to the show, but I just felt like we needed to have our own vent session. I think that was necessary. It's very therapeutic. We got to have it. It's very necessary. We can't let things bobble up. Absolutely.
Hey, not. She said the Chiefs ain't even. Oh, shucks. The shade. Well, yeah, Kelsey, I know you want to respond to this. Hey, they failed the vision test at NBA.
Okay, if that's the case, then somebody needs to take their licenses away.
Football gods, where are you? Football gods, I'm just saying, where you at, football gods?
Somebody I know does that for a living.
So I got one entry, so it looks like I'm going to have one winner. Unless anybody else want to enter, hashtag brown bag. Hashtag brown bag. If you won, I can't give you another one. You already won. Hashtag brown bag. Hashtag brown bag before I go. But Chiefs are realistic. Yeah. That's it. But wait a minute, Leticia. Here's something that the Chiefs have that the Steelers don't have. A recent Super Bowl. Let that Randy. I already got you in it. All right, there we go. Two. So again, they have a recent Super Bowl. I'm just saying, you know, but in who dreams? They have a recent Super Bowl over Pittsburgh. When's the last time Pittsburgh won a Super Bowl? 20 what?
2010.
20 what?
Wait, yeah. My bad. 29?
Yeah. When's the last time they won?
2009? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. Because y'all wasn't even supposed to win that one. Don't get me started. Don't get me started, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about we'll save that for another episode?
Absolutely. Let's
because, let's again, the Steelers won this week, right? Who's missing? Who hasn't been here?
Well, in fairness, he's still recovering from Michigan.
From the Browns, that's it.
From Michigan, you know, giving Ohio State that big old L on this past Saturday. He's doing some recovering, okay? He's not fully healed yet.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna give him the business. It's 2 weeks in a row he missed. I know. Weeks in a row.
I'm blaming you at all.
I'm giving the business. 2 weeks in a row. All right, let's get this thing. Let's take this thing started. Let's get this thing started. Here we go. Two entries. Let's see who wins. Boom! PJ, you have won a lovely mug, PJ. It is yours.
Look at that.
You have won the mug, PJ. Hell, my tub has a ring. Oh my God. You know something? I'm gonna skate right past that comment.
Yeah.
I'm gonna skate right past that comment.
Hey, we're trying to have a kid-friendly show here.
Oh my goodness.
Keep it clean.
I always appreciate you all coming in here, making this fun, making this entertaining, giving us your opinions, giving us everything that you got. Because again, this is something that we all love. This is something that we love. We love when football season here. I'm depressed when football season is over. I'm like, what am I going to do? Guess I got to start getting into basketball or something like that. So
yep.
Again, you hear. This is your show. And I always say this is your show. I'm just an advocate. This is our time. Always our time. It don't matter how short or how long we go. This is your platform to rep your teams. Whatever you want to talk about, this is where we talk about that. So, in true fashion, we're going to sign off. And we're going to probably jump back on. We might jump back on Saturday. You know, yep. I'm going to start. We might jump back on Saturday. I'll see. Depends on the work schedule. You know, they always working me like a Hebrew slave, but it's all good. Whatever. It doesn't make me a difference. Oh, God. This is the way we got to end the show.
No. You want to know why? Because look. All it takes is the true slogan to go off the air. Fly, Eagles, fly, baby. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
See.
Now
see, we're. And then as I come, you see that? Go Raven.
Yes.
Always. Always. Yeah. These nests is hanging great in here. So thank y'all for tuning in. Hey, you see that really? Thank y'all for tuning in. We always appreciate you coming in, having fun with us. We will do this again probably Saturday, and then we're definitely going to do it on Tuesday. But I'm just letting you know right now, Thursday night football before I even go off the air. It's the Cowboys. And it's Seattle. The way Seattle looks right now, it ain't looking good. But if Seattle beats the Cowboys, it's going to be some problems. I'm just like, it's going to be some problems.
That's what's going to be going on in Seattle.
Yeah, it's going to be some problems. So see y'all later. We'll see you next week.